bloody well speak to them.
Bloody friend.
Bloody well not. I mean, Michael, would you like to get out from underneath me?
Wash my mouth with soap and water. All right, we say cheerio to various parents around the place who I hope are all listening in with anxious listens. Any girlfriends who might be listening who might like some girls? No. say no more. Hello. Right. I think that hit the meter. Well, we're going to do some queuing here. Oh, some
inform music. People, I'm almost dry.
Apparently, just got some fishermen, which gives you a hint that we are, of course, at Eildon Reservoir, as you would have guessed, of course, from it. Yeah, the falling in episode was very interesting, actually. It was a bit wet and muddy, and he still stinks to high heaven.
But
we still love him. Well, not really.
Hey, Chris.
He's nearly dry, Chris. Actually.
How do you drive this recorder?
We start off in first, leave the clutch up gently, and away she goes.
We've got a tangle
bird.
Don't forget,
you've
give,
got a tangle
give way
angle.
To the right.
Take the pause control off, perhaps.
It doesn't matter which way you choose, it just doesn't matter.
What about the pause control?
It's sick.
Put that there. Try that. No. Press
No, we're not here.
We're not on the air.
No, we're not.
I can be natural.
You can be perfectly natural. You can swear. You can say hello to the. No, you can't. No, you can't.
I'd like to say g'day to Chris Edmondson, who's living somewhere in Melbourne and is probably listening.
Would he be listening?
Yes, he would. Listening. He said he would.
Oh, that's nice of him. He may have given up the ghost. We have a time check. It is, of course, 3:23 in the morning. This morning is the 1st of January 1975. We welcome in the new year. Hello, new year. Congratulations. Yes, Tony.
We have to keep talking. Oh no.
Okay, I'll keep talking. Look, if any of you people get out from underneath me, bloody hell.
Get out from on top of me, Mike.
Oh.
Mike.
Yes.
Stop talking into the mic.
No, it's omnidirectional.
From the rear.
Please. What? Chris can do his bit, which is different from doing his block, of course. You're seeing the new year, 1975. It's rather person, actually. It seems exactly the same as it was about 3 hours ago, 4 hours ago. But it's not really. Probably by solar time, it is very, very hard to believe. 1974. It was a very short year. It seemed very short to me. And I wonder if it did to everybody else. We should really have a phone number you should ring for reports or QSL cards.
It is
from Radio Melbourne.
You couldn't be serious.
No, we're not serious.
No, we're not on the phone. We're not on the phone. In fact, we're on the air. If we knew the certain gentleman's number, I'm sure Dave would put it across. Yes, that's right. I'm sure we'd put it across if we had it.
Put it across
to our outside broadcast unit. And we'll see if we can resist. Yeah, seeing we are really an outside broadcast unit. If any of you are listening, you might like to come up and say you are. Not now, but some other time. Bring us on 211 and a bit.
Two rings now, a little bit.
Two.
Hello, test.
Hey.
What was that?
I just tapped the mic. It's all right. Have it somebody else.
Maybe a second mic, are we?
Would somebody else like to come and play an announcer?
We're getting there.
Hey, people, would somebody else like to come and play an announcer?
Yeah,
we'll
have one in a minute.
I'll
get the microphone.
Second one?
I don't know. Oh,
please
poo.
Please don't bring Preston up this there, I'm sure.
No. Henry would be most upset. He would be most upset.
What's Henry upset about?
If anybody rang him at this hour.
What is Henry usually upset about?
We couldn't dare.
It's 211-308.
It's because he's been getting many calls lately that are irregular.
Irregular and irrelevant.
Right, we nearly have our roving microphone set up.
Roving
microphone.
Oh, the roving microphone off the roof.
Free plug for Ray Power electric condenser mics.
Hey, help, I've got...
You turn the little switch on. That's right. It's on 600 ohms. Red dot to red dot.
Take off the connector and turn it.
You want high impedance? I'll give you high impedance.
You give me high impedance.
Listen to this, fans.
Not right next to the microphone.
You have 50k.
I see you.
There you are.
Thank you.
Station operator, thank you.
Another news flash, Carl's on fire.
Carl's on fire?
Have a news flash, Carl is on fire. His blanket is burning.
He's on fire, man. We're getting
London's burning.
And not only that, a fleet of fishermen have just arrived.
Yeah, a fleet of fishermen gave us a bit of a start, actually, but they're actually going to fish. They're going to cook the chips on our fire and going to fish.
They're fishing.
You're going to have something completely different.
I believe. And now for something completely different.
Mike Bennett, hi,
I'm... the first fisherman who I've seen catch fish. I think they pour the whiskey into the water and
that's
the fish will get drunk and float to the surface.
We're across to our outside broadcast unit.
Outside broadcast unit.
If we can find our outside broadcast unit, we'll be
He's about to walk in.
Water. Eager Eddie interviewing this man in the street who has a terribly white shirt. Tell me, sir, which sort of wash powder does your wife use?
Oh, well, actually, I'd rather not talk about that, just due to some instances that have just occurred.
Yes, well...
So I think we'll leave that in abeyance and see what we make of it.
Yes, very good.
Right.
Now, this gentleman here always uses... Bryan Island clothing. Tell me, sir, is this completely fireproof, this clothing that you wear?
Completely fireproof? Look.
I know it's a nice frayed edges on it. It's rather good. Is that the new style, or...?
Just the burnt edges.
The burnt edges. Well, when we get our tape recorder fixed and record player, we'll be able to play some more music.
We have a sing song.
A sing song. What can we sing?
Boy Scout sing song.
Yes.
Who are in here, Boy Scouts?
I was a Boy Scout.
What the Scout? I can't remember which.
Hey, does anyone know?
What was that?
Shop.
That was...
Feeney's back.
What?
Shop. Feeney's is back.
Feeney's is back.
Phoebe.
That's Feeney. Cindery Shop.
Feeney's the guy with the bean, isn't he?
Feeney's back.
Yeah. What would be the appropriate song to sing?
Oh, Feeney's back to live.
What's the one you always sing, Auld Lang Syne?
A bit late now.
No one knows it. Old acquaintance.
I've been quite thinking I'm a bit late to do anything
anymore?
Like that.
Anymore?
Oh, you're the...
We can go over and listen to the chop sizzling if you like. We'll reach that far.
I wonder if you'll move along.
We'll reach that far. I'm going to have one of them.
Does it reach?
No, it doesn't reach.
It doesn't reach.
3 feet.
I see. That's a shame.
It is a shame. Hang on.
People are getting caught up in
Coming
the muck here.
But I'm not.
Ah, yes.
We have some fish for breakfast in the morning.
Have some beautiful...
Yes, our friendly king fishermen in the SS Titanic are going to catch...
And the friendly people down at Newlands Lake have just come back from their fishing trip. Not only did they not catch anything, but they've even got their lines back with them.
I believe we now have some mystery sounds.
Hang on. Please listen.
I know. Doing a deep breathing exercise, isn't it?
Oh, no, yeah. You're wrong. Very close, but wrong. We'll continue. Hang on, we're going to make a noise.
We
made the noise.
Oh.
You've blown the devil out of the modulator.
The devil is out of the modulator now.
There's nothing in there anymore. It's been exercised.
Well, 30 runs around the oval.
If you want a lift, just use hydrogen.
Stand by the... Yeah. Of course.
We're now standing by to cross back to our... our studio, because our equipment is repaired, hopefully, if chief technician...
Many greetings to Cockroach, too. So, good evening, Cockroach.
May you reply many-fold, many times.
Ah, so?
Cockroach.
Now how to cook a steak.
I know how to eat a steak.
Hey, with Jalon.
Are we?
Still alive, yes.
Great, we'll keep talking.
I've got a very nice steak here.
This is Action Radio.
Yes.
Action Radio, Access Melbourne.
I've been eating a steak.
This is Radio Free Melbourne.
And we're
what you do?
15 mad disc jockeys. 15 of us there is.
I have
and three shiploads coming across from French Island, so...
Have you any friends in Perth? Do you wish to send a cheerio to?
No, but I have a few penguins at the South Pole.
No, we're not getting to the South Pole, just Perth.
At the North Pole, Russians might...
Good evening to all our listeners in Swan Hill who have just participated in the Weissen exercise. I'm sure you're listening because I know I can work back to Melbourne. Hey,
and what do you think of this steak you're eating about now?
Very good. Hello, folks and world. Hello, folks and world.
G'day, Mark in Swan Hill.
That's what I was saying in a different language there. Hello, folks and world.
G'day, Zum in Swan Hill.
Good. And what is the texture of this steak here?
Very raw, very bad, actually. It's not very good at all.
How long has it been cooked for?
About 2 hours.
With set fire through.
Explain what Australian steak is. Maybe the overseas people listening to light, such as in Launceston, don't know what it is.
Yes.
Oh, it's a big so thing. It looks like meat.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's very good stars tonight. The night sky.
Can't see for the blue.
The
four moons.
No, we can see three moons at the moment. There's one only about 186,000 miles away. One about.
And now we're back in the studio. Thank you, outside broadcast unit, for your help in the evening's entertainment. And now we're off. We've been off for years. Off to high heaven, especially Dave falling in the sewage. Right. All right, now the next song is to put in your tea. It's Sugar Sugar. But I'm afraid we've... Sorry, we have to cancel that for the moment. Things are in a bad way, but we will come back to Sugar Sugar. Your stock coffee won't stay sour for very much longer.
For those who stop. Right, we're going to have it.
Right, apparently we can have it now. Things are in readiness. So back to Sugar Sugar.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh, sugar, sugar, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. I just can't believe loveliness of loving you. I just can't believe it's true. I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too. I just can't believe it's true. Ah, sugar. Ah, honey, honey. You are my candy girl, and they got me wanting you. Oh, honey, oh, sugar, sugar, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. When I kissed you, girl, I knew how sweet a kiss could be.
I know how sweet a kiss can be.
Summer sunshine, pour your sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
Oh, sugar, sugar on me, honey. Pour your sugar on me, baby.
You make life so sweet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pour your sugar on me. Oh, yeah. Pour your sugar on me, honey.
sugar on it, honey. I don't know who it is, actually. Five. Some people around here would hardly be called alive, even though the alcohol consumption is really low. Anyway, we've got another record queued up for you on tape recorder. $10 bottles. Bottles. Number 12 it is. Okay.
Semi-live, I don't believe it.
Anyway, this is a record from Mission Impossible, the TV series, on Channel O.
Impossible.
And it was played by, it is played by Lalo Schifrin Orchestra, and it's called Rolling Hand. So I presume that applies to something to do with dices or something like that anyway. What? It's number 12 and it's I. This is number 12 out of a repertoire we've got of...
Oh, I mean, this could be...
Oh.
You're supposed to read that out.
Really, I'm letting away studio things, but we've got here 76 or something. No, no. 107 things, and we're up to number 12. We've played 9 so far. So look, if we're here
what
next year, it's all right. Thanks for the people who loaned us the records too. So, over to you. Righto, well that was Roll on Hand from Mission Impossible, and that was feedback too. Got all sorts of feedback here. And this is your New Year radio station. Comes to you every New Year. And which means that each time it comes on, there's a lesser and less time between each one, because each year gets shorter. Next year, please remember to modify your compasses. The true north is an extra 3 minutes off magnetic north. I don't know which way, but it continues going the same way. So it's another 3 minutes. Do not get lost for work. Right, we've got another record for you, another instrumental for you called Suicide Scherzo. It comes from, well, it was actually composed by Beethoven. For those who haven't heard of him, it was also featured in the film A Clockwork Orange. So here's
Clockwork Orange.
Yes, Clockwork Orange is very famous for its spot where they poke the back to the record, Suicide Scherzo. Uh-huh. No hum. Yes, no hum.
Ho hum.
Ho hum. That was Suicide Scherzo from written by Clockwork Orange for Beethoven.
You got your merch. Next,
oh, I know. We now have some time to kill, so we'll cue up a tape.
Bang, 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 bang.
And play the band with Time to Kill. That was Time to Kill by the band. The band were a few years ago. We're all getting on in years here. Anyone who's listening at this time of night, silly. Standard won't get much better, so I wouldn't bother listening. Just set your tape recorders up, and you can check it tomorrow. There's a lot of hum around here. Probably dropped in for a steak. I see. We're just turning the car upside down and examining the axle. Oh yes, bearings are okay. Righto, no, we're actually examining our professional 15-inch turntable with a torch. It's been lifted up and lowered. Just sitting on zero. That's RF feedback. Don't worry about.
One of our balloons was just launched and is taking a slight takeoff in the northern suburbs.
Which balloon?
An orange type of about 1 meter in length.
Righto.
It went not through in a magnifying glass. And anyone who finds it may return it to us.
You can identify it by...
It's orange in colour.
Don't know why that suddenly comes up. You can identify it by...
its colour.
The clip on its legs. Please report this orange balloon to the Department of Agriculture. You'll be rewarded admirably. I believe the reward for finding marked birds has increased. It used to be something like 20 cents or something. It's now up to $2. Because they decided the incentive just wasn't there. Otherwise. What hum? Oh, that was RF pickup.
This is what you might call hopeless.
It sounds like one of our friends operating shacks at home. As he plays around patching chords. Anyway, this is your new year.
What's next on the thing?
It's behind you. I think it's...
That's a funny name for a song.
Where?
What's on that sheet there?
That's the next one.
I see.
Oh, there it is.
I see. We're well organised here. There's quite a turn up here, actually. Yes, we had plenty of time to kill. The trouble with our records here, they aren't long enough for us to experiment. We apologise heartily, deeply, for the hum, the intermodulation distortion. But as I said, if you don't like it, you shouldn't be up anyway. Or you can find something better to do. Oh yes, that's bad. What happens when you pull the input out?
I'll have a look.
Anyway.
Well, that's with it. Nothing with it out.
Hang on.
It's quite
quiet. Oh, I see. So all you got to do is trace the wire back, and you're right. Goes around the world.
Yeah. There's something really, really
all ways too.
Really sickening going
on. This is starting to sound like a WIA broadcast.
No, WIA broadcast would go on regardless.
Oh, I see.
And this isn't as bad as that yet.
The what?
It isn't, the quality is not bad enough yet.
Oh, I see.
They wouldn't notice it yet. They'd buy a new microphone.
What a beautiful view.
A new carbon microphone.
Still going? I think we'll have to just keep going live for the rest of the day.
All right, we'll sing them. Proud Mary. Proud Mary. Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Well, I've got to find
it's now been changed to the new...
The
new year.
Is that the turntable hums or the
75 orchestra?
Both. We've got an earth loop somewhere.
Well, can't you just make the turntable go or something?
No, they're both humming.
They've touched
the thing a lot. Hang on.
It's enough to rock you out of your brain.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Oh, isn't it, man?
Oh, cool.
It's just cool. Nip.
Now we've got no queuing either. What's going on?
Look, I think the 813 has had it.
I think we should...
Which one?
Just be across the Christmas section.
Oh, yes.
So we have no bananas.
I mean, it's just about time to close by the way things are going.
Well, the sun is coming up.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, look, we'll get the morning session.
Down.
It would be good to come on live in the morning. Dave's waking up.
Waste of America breakfast program.
He's waking up as he dries out.
Not that day.
He was a bit wet earlier.
Oh, you mean the one on 6 metres?
Just a bit.
No.
And one.
The one with the metallic surname.
What?
Ding, ding,
down. Gold.
Finger.
I don't get that, but I think we should leave it in abeyance.
Oh, I think we should leave it in abeyance and pick it up when we can afford
to. Dan?
What's wrong?
Oh, I finally got queuing. If we get another record, then we can have Chris's section possibly.
I see.
With that all hollow.
Okay, well our next record is going to be Proud Mary by Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's another one of these mediocre songs.
Not working, sorry.
Turntable doesn't work. Our tape recorder hardly works.
My joystick's sticking.
And our joystick's sticking. And our flaps are...
It's rather a good sign. I hope you will agree. Speaking back 10 feet from the microphone in our mobile studio here with a bit of room echo. And this, of course, is New Year's Eve on 160 metres. We're enjoying ourselves here down with the fresh mountain here. And hope you are enjoying yourself at home too. Haven't had too much champagne. Toast of the New Year's with us. Of course, it's now about 2.5 hours since New Year ended or began, but we're still enjoying ourselves down here with 14 magnums of champagne come up. Next song, very popular one with all the groovers on 160 metres, even though they might be called geriatrics at some time. This is Father and Son by Cat Stevens. And
we'll do that, right?
It will be coming on soon. We've got a bit of a problem with technicians here. But Mr. Technician, would you please take away Cat Stevens' Father and Son? Thank you.
I am old but unhappy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away.
Mic count? Is it on?
Who turned it off?
It's a mic off.
It's on.
It's on.
It's not on.
It's on,
people.
Is it on? Oh, it is on.
It is on. Good. Of course it's on. We're always on. Anyway, as you're no doubt aware, that was Father and Son by Cat Stevens. We do apologise for the slight technical difficulties, hum and other assorted rubbish on the transmission. But as you must understand, temporary location. We can't do everything crash hot. Anyway, the next thing we've got for you is something by the name of Comedian's Gallop from the William Tell Overture. And
you're right there.
You're right?
No, I mean, you're right, it's the Comedian's Gallop.
We're right. Yeah, the Comedian's Gallop. Anyway, you should enjoy it. So here we go, Comedian's Gallop.
Narrow-minded street.
up and down and out, lend a helping hand instead of doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone along their way. You've got to try a little kindness.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, can I take it back here?
Yes.
Yes, I was on before. This is Henry from Preston here.
Yes.
And I got cut off before. Maybe there might be just an exchange or something. Who knows? Anyway, we'll see.
About the new power station?
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, I was going to comment about the new...
Yes, yes. What were you going to say, Henry?
Yeah, well, I was just saying that, as far as I can see, the particular position that station is at...
Well, Preston, if that's you, good morning, but it's been very erratic this morning.
Yes, I don't think our chap will get on again. It's a strange coincidence that something like that happens twice in a row at the same call.
Sure.
All right, Alex, well, while we're sorting things out here, we'll have a short commercial message, and then we'll be back.
Washington Square, and what a funny tune that was. Well, now let's hear Na Na Ma Na from the Boston Pops Orchestra.
Good morning, we're at the Pulse. Time is about 2:50 in the morning.
And as you can see, people are reasonably enjoying themselves at this Pulse program. John Jones is dancing around. Jeremy Brown is jumping up and down, and Pulse is also jumping up and down as well. This is what it sounds like. I'm just doing a test tape. Do you want to say something, Mr. Andrew James? No, Andrew James doesn't want to say anything. Because he...
I couldn't keep up the standard of intelligence, so I won't bother.
You don't think what's happening here tonight is very intelligent?
Bores me shitless.
I gather you're not one for these full parties of this calibre.
No, you're right there. You're right there, Darrell. You're right there.
I take it you don't normally drink very much.
No way, mate. No way.
No comment from Andrew James. Andrew James Bolger there. Yeah?
Just taping.
It is, yeah.
How do I wipe it? How do I wipe the whole fucking thing?
You can't, because...
Well, that was Na Na Mana there from the Boston Pops Orchestra, and now our special segment for tonight's program, specially arranged and presented by Melbourne's Access Radio on 160 metres, which of course is brought to you by all the 160 metre maniacs in Melbourne. The weather here tonight is snowing and squalls are expected. We have battened down for cyclone conditions, but these as yet have not come about. So I suppose it's probably warm there where you're listening. But this special series we are dedicating to 50 years of radio will be soon coming your way. We've got parts 1, parts 2 and parts 3, although unfortunately part 1 was broadcast while we were off air, so you'll only be satisfied with parts 2 and 3, which doesn't really matter much because part 1 was a dropout anyhow. So, apart from that, it's going exceptionally well. I just wonder how many people are listening. We could give you a phone number to ring, but I think we'll leave that in abeyance for the time being. Now, apart from being on the air tonight, it's approximately... A time check, please? Time check, anyone?
5 past 3.
It's 5 past 3.
Good.
3, 5, I think.
5 past 3
in 1975.
5 past 3 in 1975.
Oh, that's the wrong tape. So unfortunately, we won't be able to bring you...
We've lost power.
We've lost power? We haven't.
No, just on the
tape. Oh, only the tape deck has lost power. I thought I was still talking. I haven't lost power yet. I wish I'd brought something to eat because I'm a bit hungry at the moment. No doubt I should have brought some chops and bacon to cook.
Someone stopped bicycling.
What? Bicycling? Anyway, what have you got to eat?
Keep pedaling, Fred, keep pedaling!
Stayed kids, what's the use of that? Not for one. We would have it again.
And all the people who migrated, Uncle Ken, king of the G. Uncle Ken.
Unfortunately, you're saying things you wouldn't like to be said.
Wow.
But apart from that, I think we're going very well.
Ugh.
How is your physical exercise
today?
I think
we have some noises in the background here, but now, who could that be? Have we got anything going on there now? Well, I am pleased to inform listeners that part two of the special segment of 50 Years of Radio is about to be presented. So stand by. 50 Years of Radio now coming up.
This is your New Year's Eve station here. You'll remember in the last segment of this program we reviewed the development of commercial broadcasting up to 1930.
The pen pauses too.
And we do have a newsflash people. It has turned out that, contrary to popular belief, Dave has fallen in the river. It was a little known fact, but he has fallen in. He's gone for a swim, he's enjoying himself, and we wish best of luck to David in the water. Back to your music.
Sitting at his lonely post in Cornwall, separated from them by 1,700 miles of watery wilderness, doing as he was told. Just that and no more. Sending the letter S in interminable series at prearranged times into the void. Seeing little himself, hearing nothing whatever. And the man to whom it meant so much.
We now have to conclude on this segment, mainly because of the lack of tape. Without further ado, we'll cross over now to the third part of this segment, taking us from the war in radio broadcasting up to the present day, with a rather interesting effort taken from various maps on 3XY. See you later.
I'm here.
Hey, Gar.
Just a minute.
We have an exclusive interview, are we?
Oh, what's happening?
Dave's returned from the surf.
Are we on the air?
You are on an exclusive interview.
We're on the air. I see we're on the air. Right.
We have a record. Wow.
We'll see you on the air. We'll welcome back people. Now, we've got a special exclusive here, a world exclusive. This has not been grabbed by any other station in the Southern Hemisphere. Well, the Southern Sector of the Southern Hemisphere, as far as we know. Exclusive interview with Dave, the elusive Dave, the very, very wet Dave, who conquered the surf, well, the almost surf, some 10 minutes ago. Now, sir, Dave, we're very proud of you, very proud as to be one of our team, to be one of those who did brave a surf, who did take the initiative to brave the water, not knowing quite how it was. Right, Dave, we have a few questions for you. We hope you'll answer them. Will you answer them, Dave? Thank you very much. Good. Right on. Right. Well, the questions we have, Dave, are, was it a enjoyable experience? Did you get what you felt you might get out of the experience?
Well,
please say something, Dave.
I was walking along the plank, and yes. I felt my balance go.
Why do you think that?
And I thought, no, it's going to happen to me. And I thought, well, it can't happen to me. But before I knew it, I was in.
I see. You should explain these things to our radio audience. Listening to Radio Melbourne, Happy Radio, Top of Your Dial Radio. Right. Now, was the water nice and warm? Being the middle of summer, I imagine it would have been nice and warm.
Actually, it wasn't too bad at all.
That's good.
And I feel warmer now than I did before. I don't know why, but I do. I think it's a nervous effect.
You sure smell better. Well, alternatively, you mightn't smell better. I believe it was a pipe of some sort you did fall into, Dave.
We better not go into this, really, because it could be a little bit embarrassing at times.
Could be embarrassing for me, being about 3 feet away from you, Dave. Watch it is very embarrassing.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Watch the language, they'll take our license away.
I'm sorry, they would too. We better be careful. That's no right. Swearing on this air. Not our air anyway. If you have hysterics, we won't allow you on. It's a beautiful day out here in Radio Melbourne. Sun shining, the birds are singing in the trees, which are a lot of them around this location.
There certainly are a lot of birds around.
There are a lot of birds. Right. Now, the water, as you saw it, was the surf large? Did you take your board in when you fell in?
Monstrous surf.
I see. Now, how high was the surf?
At least 10 centimetres high.
Now, you're thinking hard.
A full ten. Might have only been 8.5, but who knows?
How thick was the water?
Well, that's the problem. It was very thick, in fact. It was a little bit too thick for my liking. In fact, I must admit I had some problems getting out again.
I see. Now, how did you get out? Perhaps a blow-by-blow description would be
I fell in.
You fell in, yes.
I knew I was gone.
Up to your waist.
That's right, I was in.
Apologies to the good woman, right?
So I had to get hold of this board that was just floating by.
Oh, yes.
And leave myself out.
You leave yourself.
And it was just
you left yourself in there.
I levered myself in, out.
You left yourself in there, but how could you get out if you leaved yourself in there?
Not to worry. Anyway.
Not to worry, right.
I pulled out of this ooze and a sucking sound.
Yes, I do get that.
A complete sucking sound. I was pulling myself out.
Yes.
And I could feel that the water's pulling me further.
And it was a life and death struggle.
It really
yourself
was.
Against the elements.
That's right.
Man pitted against nature. Man against...
Anyway,
devastating.
I came back
devastating.
Out.
Devastating.
And there was no more worries.
No more. You did make it out all right?
That's
you
right.
You didn't drown? You weren't sophisticated?
No, whatever, no.
Right, whatever I said. Right, good. That is pleasing to know. You're looking a bit dirty.
Well, I feel a bit dirty too, but still not to
being
worry.
Frank,
you
Dave.
You should have seen him before he went in.
Yes.
Yes. Well,
you are a bit cleaner since you went in there.
Yes. I think the next track is queued up.
Apparently it is queued up, but we haven't finished our interview.
Yeah. I will finish it after this.
Please. I will finish. Okay. Now we're back to the music.
Back to the music.
Back for a music riff.
On Radio 1.
From tape material, and I hope you all enjoyed that. It was quite funny here, knowing some of the blues that we sometimes make on air, but it seems that our broadcast studio has got going quite well this afternoon, and this morning, and things are going all right. You might think we're a bit giggly out here, but we're not really, we're just a bit giggly.
We're just frozen,
things are dropping off all over the place, it's horrible. You just wait if you came over here. You're quite welcome too.
Why don't you go to New Zealand?
Yes, go to New Zealand with the Maoris. Or conversely, you could
Hey, careful of Marianne Faithful.
Yeah, poor old Marianne. Look, don't mind, dear. He didn't really mean it.
Don't open your thing over there.
You can always go rooting for us because we're rooting for you as well. Right, now I believe we have a talk from one of the members of our party
not
here.
Not yet.
Apparently he is delayed in the traffic getting here. Traffic is very heavy on the roads.
Yes, on the freeway.
To northern Sydney. Now this of course is Radio Melbourne. Happy radio, top of your dial radio.
You.
We hope that you're enjoying the program. Got a bit of Marianne Faithful coming up in the few seconds, except I'm not allowed to tell you that because...
You don't know
it. I don't know it yet. Right. As long as we know where we stand, that's all I want to know.
Where?
I don't care if you don't like me.
Where?
And I don't care if you're going to throw things at me.
You're being silly.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Get back to it. Come on.
For a bit of a trouble off your block, here's Marianne Faithful. Very soon as it's being queued up. Now for something completely different. Well, the lights of the city are glowing well. I think we can see the city... We can see the... Stop moaning, Marianne! Stop moaning, Mary! Mary, stop moaning. Right, Marianne is coming up with a new song, and we hope you all enjoy it out there in Radioland.
Okay, well, now look.
This
was a bit of. We had a referendum here, and we decided that you would sound better. Speed it up.
Fellow Australians, we hope, as you all do, that you will vote the Australian Labor Party.
I beg your pardon. Isn't that an ad for beer or something?
That's right. And remove your top caps carefully with pliers. And so, as we all do, as we fade slowly into the west.
Into Marianne Faithful.
Into Marianne Faithful. We say farewell to the Maoris of New Zealand.
Actually, Marianne Faithful is quite a nice blonde.
Staff wish to apologise for the short break. We thought we were